AircheckDownloads.com.
Hi, Anne, morning.
Good morning.
Suddenly it's Friday.
Yay.
Right, coming up next in the show, I'll tell you why I almost wasn't on the show today.
Neil and Lucy at breakfast. Woo! Across Cornwall.
Yeah.
This is
And it's Friday. It's Cornwall's Pirate FM morning.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Neil and Lucy. We've made it. It's felt like a really long week this week.
Oh, yes.
As it always does.
But the weekend is here. You can almost taste it.
Yeah. It's just going up to 6:10. Now, I almost wasn't on the show today.
What happened?
Not quite to the severity that you had as an issue on the show once upon a time. My phone didn't charge. So basically the only alarm I have now is on my phone because after my watch broke, you know, I was saying how great my...
Yeah.
It wasn't a Fitbit. It wasn't anything expensive, but it was one of those watches that sort of counts your steps and tells me that I've walked about 98 steps in a whole day. And but it used to vibrate to wake me up, so it didn't wake up the household up.
Yeah, I've got the because it is easier.
Yeah. Well, that broke a few weeks ago, so I'm back to relying on my phone again. But I plugged it in last night, but I didn't put the switch on the plug,
so
it didn't charge. It did, however, vibrate this morning at 3:45, which was just enough to wake me up. The battery was on 3%, so I was...
Can you imagine?
Very, very near. Now, the thing is, normally speaking, I'm sort of...
You wake first.
Naturally, I wake up before my alarm, but this week, I haven't been.
You naturally wake up when your alarm's set and it's going to go off. The minutes when it's not, that's the time you're having a lovely sleep.
Sod's law. That's what that is all about.
You were still mid-dribble at that point.
Yeah. So anyway, managed to make it in and that's fine. Sounds like my my morning was a little bit more straightforward than your passenger today, though.
Well, you've got to feel sorry. I had a stowaway on my journey in this morning. Bear in mind, it's like, I think it's about 20 miles that I do, and a stretch of that includes the A30, so national speed limit. I suddenly realised as I came sort of into the lighter patches, as in street lit areas, because a lot of my journey as well is like in the dark, 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 that there was a little snail on my bonnet, but right in front of my eyelines, sort of just in front of my steering wheel. And his little head on the A30 was vibrating all the way. And I kept saying, "Hang on, Mr. Snail."
His one big foot was grabbing on like you wouldn't believe.
He was holding on, bless him. He's still there. He's still sat on my bonnet.
You're going to take him home, though?
I'm going to take him home because I worry that his family's in my garden.
It's not as if it's like, you know, if a dog or a cat gets stuck in a van, they tend to... They got their sort of, you know, their own built-in sat-nav, haven't they? They make their way home and a bird can fly home.
Yeah.
But a snail can't. It would take him 200 years.
Well, he'd never get there. So if he's still out there on the car, leaving his lovely trail of goo all over my paintwork, then I will kindly return him home and that will be
relieved.
My good deed for the day.
I'm relieved to hear you say that you're taking him home again.
I'm going to take him home.
It's George Ezra at Cornwall's Pirate FM, 6:15. Oh, did you hear it? Did you hear the moment? Just before 4 o'clock yesterday. Oh, it was just... Right, if you missed this, this is what happened. You can still get involved today, but this is squeaky bum time every time for me when I hear this on the radio, but this is what played out.
75,000. 60,000.
Hello?
Afternoon, it's Greg Burns here at the Cash Countdown. Who am I talking to?
Good afternoon, it's Richard.
Hey, Richard, how are you today?
Hiya, I'm very well, how are you?
I'm really good and I'm really happy because you were a quick man on that trigger, Richard. You picked your phone up nice and fast there, which is what we were hoping for. You just got in by the end of that second ring. So I can confirm that's given you a payout of £60,000, 60 grand.
My God! Oh, my God! Absolutely awesome. Amazing. Believe me, you can't believe how much a difference that's made. Holiday and cars.
Pirates FM.
Cash Countdown.
Oh, it's just... Brilliant. He was absolutely made up, as were we.
Well, as you would be, of course, if you were expecting that amount of money to land in your bank account.
Yeah, so further call, found out he's got a BMW on his shopping list, which he's going to buy. And a holiday to Bora Bora is going to take his partner Lee. So that is just what a massive spend there. But, right, today you can win £100,000 on the cash countdown. So you need to enter now if you want this cash. Just text the word yes to 63103. That's yes to 63103.
You've got to get in that draw before 3 o'clock this afternoon and then be ready, really ready, to answer that call. Pick up within one ring, you instantly win £100,000. However, the prize money today drops by £20,000 with every single ring. So the faster you answer, the more you win. Enter right now and 100 grand could be all yours. Text yes to 63103. That's yes to 63103. It's £2 to text, plus your standard message rate over 18s only. And we have full terms and online entry for this Hits Radio Network's competition at piratefm.co.uk.
I mean, this is crazy money, isn't it? £100,000.
Proper life changing.
Yeah, no, look, Greg is actually going to make as many calls as it takes to give away some cash today. So it could be you who gets that call if you've entered, and you can do that right now. You could be our final winner on the cash countdown. £100,000 today. Get involved. Text the word yes to 63103. Good luck. Right, Cornwall's weather, dry and warm. We've got the odd brighter spell to start, but the clouds are going to thicken up from around 4 this afternoon. We will see some rain from then as well. Highs today, 19 degrees.
The cash countdown. Keep listening for your chance to win. Pirate FM.
Aircheckdownloads.com.